When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is Into the Wind. Machowski, 58 yards. And they blow it dead. And he missed it, regardless, but it doesn't count.
Timeout, Rutgers, the first and a half.
And 13. They need the 27 to keep this alive. Rutgers showing blitz, double A gap blitz. They bring the house. Here's the throw. Hit as he throws. It's caught.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Wow, what a finish.
Wow.
What a moment. What a great result for the Fighting Illini. And we are delighted to welcome in Coach Brett Bielema. We get a chance to talk to him a few times a year. And man, we were cheering for you, Coach, watching the finish to that one. What an amazing result. Congratulations. Brett joins us on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. What do you think, Coach?
Pretty good. It was pretty good. It was really hard to practice that. You know, it was really a detailed one. So, to get that to work out perfectly that way, it was awesome.
So, all right, Coach, you get the timeout from Greg Schiano. The kicker missed the 58-yarder. What is the conversation like on the sidelines while you're waiting what to do next? And when did you decide, okay, you know what? That didn't look so good. We're going to go for it.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, the game is played in 60 minutes of regulation football, but it's these split-second decisions. And to be honest, in pregame warm-ups, we had kind of made a decision where we were going to kick. We were very blessed with a couple of really good kickers, both in the field goal department, but also in the punting department. And we kind of had a number in our head that was going to be, hey, we felt good at the 35, but if we get to the 25, we'd be really good. And then we were at the 35 and got a 5-yard penalty, which made it a 40-yarder, which, you know, really kind of began to creep doubt into my mind. I know we felt good about it, but when they lined up and kicked, and then when we were lined up, I was watching Greg, and I knew he walked towards the official, which meant I knew they were going to call a timeout, and that's kind of what happened when that ball ran short, a lot of wind. And actually, at halftime, full transparency, at halftime, we had the choice of where we wanted to kick, and I chose to kick into the wind in the third quarter because I wanted to have the wind in the fourth quarter for the kicks. And the wind actually flipped literally during the third to fourth quarter transition, and that's the benefit of playing at home, right? Like, we have a windy stadium here at Memorial. I'm sure it's the same thing in the Bears Stadium. Like, when you get to know your stadium, you know how the wind plays. And unfortunately, that flipped on us. We were now kicking into the wind that we had planned to kick with the wind as it played out. But long story short, it all worked out. Got the Fighting Illini at 8 wins, and we got a chance to play Northwestern this weekend in Wrigley, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And I got to tell you, you know, we talked to Olin Krutz every week, and he was on yesterday, and he had the Illini football shirt on, and we congratulated him. His boys play for you, and he said that when Pat Bryant got that pass and was running, he was like, get out of bounds. Like, he thought, now you got a field goal. And he said, and I heard him in the post game, Bryant said, well, I saw the end zone. Like, I could get in there. I just think that's hilarious that everybody kind of had the same reaction, which is like, oh my God. And then it became apparent you're going to win the game on that play. What a spectacular play.
You know, Molly, we teach that it's not what happens. It's what it's not what happens. It's what could have happened. So the moment there, we did have a church call, which means that if, you know, we're dealing with an end of game scenario and we don't have any timeouts, if they can't get to the end zone or if they can't get out of bounds, they have to go down, right? And the reason Pat did that juke up the field two steps is to get leverage on that corner to get around. And I think his intention was to get to out of bounds, right? But then he saw once he got in leverage that corner, he had a chance for the end zone. So a really good adjustment. There were so many. Hank Beatty had a play earlier where we had a touchdown where we actually got pressure on our quarterback. Our quarterback scrambled to the right, and they went to what is called scramble drill. And he ran and broke to the sideline and gave us a touchdown. Again, it was a split-second decision that you trust your players. You've been through it. You've taught it. You've coached it. It's not what happened. It's what could have happened. And that was a really good teachable moment for all of us, I think. Olin and Wendy Kreutz, they should be smiling every day. Their boys are incredibly gifted football players, but they're incredibly gifted football intelligence and IQ, and a really good example of what we're all about.
You've had a great year, Coach, and I think it's a credit to the way you've run your program and the guys you have rise to the occasions. You mentioned a couple of them. I also think that, boy, how good is Pat Bryant? I mean, you look at 50 catches, 914 yards, 9 touchdowns. I think he's got to be considered among the best receivers in the country, especially after a play like that.
You know, David, I agree 100%. You've been around it. You understand the game. It doesn't happen by chance, though. You know, I would say that, you know, so a normal – now, this week we don't have classes, so we push back our morning meetings a little bit. But normally we're in the building. We have mandatory weigh-in check-in by 6:30. We start breakfast at 6, and we have our first team meeting at 7 a.m. Every day, Pat Bryan is in our building at 5:15 to 5:30 a.m. every day. He's the first one in the building. He watches a certain number of clips. Coach Stepp, our wide receiver coach, has an edit made for him. He catches 50 balls off the jugs machine before and after every practice. He literally decides every day what he's going to work on post-practice, and a lot of times he brings a buddy, right? Like we always say as coaches, you know, seniors always graduate, but tradition never does. And he has passed on the generational information because he'd be the first to tell you he learned more from Isaiah Williams and the players that came before him that taught him what he needs to do than anybody else. And I think as a head coach, that's really fun to watch.
You know, Luke Altmyer too. I mean, that was a hell of a play at the end of the game. You guys are, you know, you're there every week. You're making it happen. I was reading that this, you have a chance if you beat Northwestern to win 5 games as a rated team. I think you're up to 22 now. It's pretty extraordinary. That hasn't been done at Illinois since 1990. So you're having a great year, and you're doing things that haven't been done there in a very long time, Coach.
Well, I appreciate that, Molly, but I would tell you, you know, it's a week of Thanksgiving, so we got a lot to be thankful for, right? And, you know, I showed our players yesterday two clips of two of our players. We have a guy named Alex Capka-Jones who came off the bench on the 14th play yesterday on Saturday and had a 15-yard hitch route. It was a 3-yard completion. It turned into a 15-yard gain. We had a guy by the name of Zy Chrysler who this year as a senior had projected to be our starting right guard. He's involved in a pretty tight competition with another player, Brandon Henderson, who's from East St. Louis, who's a really good player. So as a senior, he's been splitting time. Both those guys have all the reasons to be negative or to be down, and all they do is come to work every day, do what they're supposed to do, put themselves in a position to do their job, and go out and do what's best for the team. And on Saturday, they played 45 snaps and 46 snaps respectively. And if those two guys don't do their job, Illinois doesn't win. Now, they've never been written about, they've never gotten interviewed, but I know as a head coach what they did to make that thing happen, and I wanted to share that with you because as a head coach, I'm so thankful to be around these coaches, these players, to put ourselves in position. And hopefully Saturday, we're going to be right there in Wrigley, so anybody in Chicago that wants to go watch a little Illinois football, you ain't got far to go, man. I'd love to have you there and have you be a part of the experience.
So, Coach, we know you have sang the 7th-inning stretch at Wrigley Field, and I'm sure you probably hope this goes better than that. But what are some of the unique challenges of playing this game at that venue, or you, do you just take the approach, it doesn't matter where we play, you've got to have the intensity, you've got to have the focus, and you've got to be ready for a Northwestern team that would make its season by knocking you off?
You know, David, great point. So, you know, one of the things we talk about, you know, before I came to Illinois, I spent 3 years in the league, in the NFL, and I remember specifically being with Coach Belichick. We went to Soldier Field, and we were playing a 1 o'clock game, and I remember Bill showing clips of the kickoff return game in the punt game because it was a 1 o'clock game, and how the wind – and I'm sorry, the sun was going to be a factor – in Soldier Field, right? And I remember the detail that went into that. So this morning I literally showed, hey, you know, in Wrigley, the whole field is going to be grass, but I did show them the lay of the land. We're playing in a baseball stadium. We'll go there on Friday, get a chance to walk through it. You know, last year when they played Iowa, they actually were on the same sideline, Northwestern and Iowa, and the Big Ten twitched that around, so at least we're on different sidelines. But you can't be oblivious to the fact we're playing in a baseball stadium. Grass field, which is obviously only one of two games that we're playing this year on grass. The locker room is a little bit different. We actually have a 23-minute halftime. Normally it's 20, but the Big Ten came in and knew that there's a little bit of travel involved for people to and from their locker room, so we got to shorten to it, or got to lengthen to a 23-minute halftime. So all those little details, like, listen, you know, we won the game at Rutgers, I think, because of situational football. We were prepared for the moment. We executed. We had a 4th-and-13. It sounds overly biblical, but we were stuttering Philippians 4:13 on Friday, and little did we know it was going to be a 4th-and-13. We completed the pass to number 13, and there was 4 seconds left in the game. So
that's great.
Even the man above came in for that game, right? So like it's just
ILL.
It's a lot of fun to be a part of it, but our guys are prepared for the moment, which I think makes a big difference.
Wow.
Well, hey, listen, it's great to catch up with you. You're having a phenomenal year. We were talking about it. We're now like kind of locked into watching this college football playoff selection. I can't believe what a wild weekend it was. And some of the results, and the way you guys turned it around and had that finish was probably as much fun as anything
great.
I saw.
It's fascinating tonight, Coach, because the Big Ten has had a really strong year that will be reflected in these standings, and you guys have been a big part of that as well.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, all I hope for is last week 7 ranked teams fell, and I hope that 7 more fall again. I hope it ain't one of us, but I would tell you that it's a really fun time. I think the whole expansion to 12 teams just brings in the whole, you know, the whole conference, the whole world of college football. It gives us a chance. I know Illinois fans are excited, and we got one more guaranteed opportunity. And whenever that bowl game or wherever it is, hopefully a lot of people are going to, you know, join us and follow us. And it's really fun for us to have all those Chicago area players. We have about, you know, 15-20 guys that, you know, call Chicago home, and to have them have this opportunity at the end of the year is pretty awesome. And to be quite honest, Northwestern got a great respect for Coach Braun and what he's done and who he is. He's got a lot of Chicago area players. It should be a really, really good environment and a lot of fun for college football.
And I'm sure a lot of them will get a kick out of playing in Wrigley, although I hope there's some Sox fans there too, speaking as a Southsider. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, gentlemen. ILL.